Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hey, it's Joe DeCamera, and I'm John Ritchie. Did you know that the 94WIP Morning Show is both a radio show and a podcast? You can find us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods.
Catch the full episode, listen by individual hour, or jump straight to the highlights.
Just open up your favorite podcast app, search for our names, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show your way and on your time.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome back. Midday Show. Hugh Douglas. Joe Gillis, you guys with us. 215-592-9494. Live at Klondike Kate's. This place is filling up here. It's one of our favorite places.
Yeah.
Well, they're here for the sleigh bar. Here to watch the show. And, of course, the pop-up Christmas sleigh bar at Klondike Kate's from now through December. They were telling us on one of the breaks, so they close all day Monday to get this place ready.
Yeah, it's nice, man. They even hung ornaments and stuff on the windows outside the building.
It feels super festive in
here. Yeah, it does.
It feels really, really Christmas.
Nice. Yeah.
Is it warming your Grinch-like heart?
It's nice here.
Yeah. See, I knew.
But when I leave, I'm going to go back to what I, you know.
To be an anti-Christmas?
Yeah, I'm going to be anti-Christmas. I'm going to go back to yelling, let's Thanksgiving have his day.
Yeah, so that works you up. But A.J. Brown put himself above the team. Make him a plate or whatever you say and let him be.
Well, because here's the thing, Joe. You have to step back from the situation. And just like I gave an analogy this morning about Big Boy and Outkast,
yes,
right?
Yes.
And if Big Boy is not complaining, why are we complaining? Like, they're closer to the situation. Nobody inside that organization has complained once about AJ's antics.
But doesn't mean they're not frustrated.
Well,
if I yell at you and you calmly talk back, it doesn't mean you're not upset that I yelled. You just took the high road.
Only person that came close to having an issue with it was BG. Think about that for a minute.
He's been speaking for everybody else.
Listen to what I'm saying. Okay, you know when, example. When Vic Fangio fell out with those guys in Miami,
yeah,
everybody and their mama had something to say about Vic, and it was anonymous, but they had something to say about him, right?
But how does it behoove the Eagles players to go anonymous and say AJ's annoying us?
Well, a lot of times in situations like this, I'm just playing devil's advocate because I don't know, but the fact that only one person is saying something and nobody else is saying anything, Smitty was upset. Smitty. He just doesn't say it. That's not his demeanor.
Right, right.
But
because he's a pro.
Yeah, but a lot of guys might feel like AJ has a legitimate gripe. And they just don't say anything.
They might, but I don't care. The amount of people that care that AJ wants the ball more, who cares if they're winning football games?
I think it's more than that. I really do.
I know, but from my perspective, why am I supposed to care that he's upset?
But here's the thing, though.
Don't have me on your fantasy team. Dude, you get $32 million a season, and you're on a team that has lost three total games in a year and a half, and I'm supposed to have empathy?
But, yeah, and we're it's funny how we absolve Jalen from his comments. And
didn't he handle it in a more grown up way?
Well, I think he could have handled it better. I mean, if you're talking
to lie,
people lie every day.
No, but
about how they feel.
I don't think Jalen said anything wrong.
Hey, he's a good player. He's here.
Well, what do you want?
What does that feel, Joe? How you feel about Joe Giglio, Hugh? Hey. He's my co-host.
He's here.
And he does the show.
But isn't that more respectful than saying he's annoying?
Yeah, but okay, Joe, as long as we've been working together.
Yep.
If I described you in that way, would you ask, hey, is there a problem?
Yes, I would ask you. I wouldn't take it
Joe would
public.
Tweet it.
Joe would tweet. No, we talk about it on the show. We would talk about it, but I would never. That's the thing.
Well,
I would never do that. Even with the co-host.
Right, but you're not Jalen, and I'm certainly not AJ. Right, like we first of all, we get along.
Yeah, we
Second,
do.
We wouldn't do that to each other.
No, we wouldn't. But this is what I'm trying to get you guys to see. This has been going on for a while, right?
Yeah, well, obviously.
And they won a Super Bowl by dealing with this. They've been dealing with this malcontent for years. He's been a malcontent for a while.
Yes.
And we're 6-2.
It does seem to be getting a little bit louder. This started as sideline outbursts, right? That's when he first got here. He would yell on the sideline, then the book. Now we've gone to social media. Now we're going to Twitch. I mean, it's been a lot.
Man, listen. It's one of, like, I have friends of mine that I love them to death. But I know that when they start drinking that brown liquor, we on the clock. You know what I mean? Like, when you know they start drinking that brown, Joe, you're like, damn, okay. We got about, like,
how did you? Was there brown liquor involved last night on Twitch?
No, it wasn't. I'm just saying.
I need some brown liquor after the show.
Aren't those the kind of people you hang around, like, in doses?
They're still family.
Not around all the time.
They're still family.
Right.
And when they're family, you be like, hey.
I'm tired of it.
Might need to pull that back. Hey, he on that brown. Hey. You had paced them shots.
But again, AJ Brown's not married to this situation. The Eagles aren't married to AJ Brown. No, he's not. He's under contract.
He's a captain. He's captain.
No, Hugh, guess what? If he requests a trade this offseason, you know what's going to happen? He's not an Eagle anymore.
Okay, in the offseason. He's going to still be family, though. They're going to bring him back.
Oh, yeah?
Come back for
him. Oh, yeah. Eagles fans are going to love him if he requests a trade, man. Are you out of your mind?
When he come back for the
reunion?
The Eagle Hall of Fame and the reunion stuff, yeah, he gonna come back.
Yeah,
it's
okay.
Gonna be water under the bridge.
That's right. Yep.
It takes a while for the water to form under the bridge.
Honestly.
The bridge is formed first.
Well, like, why are we doing the outcast thing and all these other analogies when we have Hugh Douglas here with us, who's the messiest one out of all of us?
I
just want to try and relate. I want to try and relate it to you because you tell us all the time, right? I'm not airing you out. You say this publicly. I'm going to get called in the boss's office again for tweeting this and that. Isn't keeping it in house the more appropriate thing to do? And that's why our bosses tell us to do these things. Like, we talk about people who annoy us, whether they're around here or whether they're, you know, the other people that we hear from, right? But you know what? You know what we're instructed to do, because it's the most professional thing to do, is to just take the high road.
Keep
it between us. That's what we do.
First of all,
it's the same thing.
I don't talk bad about my coworkers.
No. I'm not saying.
Except for Ross the other day.
Right. Exactly. See. But like anybody that we talk about, like that's in public or whatever, that annoys us.
Like, I talk about people I don't know, though.
We're instructed.
That's different. I'll do that.
Right, but it's smart. It's the prudent thing to do to not tweet about it, not take it public.
I guess we'll go back to
the
phone.
I believe you're taking it up right up to the line.
Until
I get in trouble.
My point is, this guy is a captain of the team. He's supposed to be a leader on the team.
Yes.
And he puts himself above the team, and I'm tired of it. That's it. Like, I'm tired of it.
I hear you, but he's
Kyle made a good point earlier. Devontae Smith's a hell of a receiver. Only had 800 yards last year. I didn't see any of this. Right, but
so
not
did
during
AJ
season.
Brown.
No, but here's
and he
the
went
thing.
To Instagram like, immediately after.
No, but here's the thing. Ew. His perspective is different. I'm not.
Why? Why is his perspective different?
Because he's
a pro, and the other. Can I just say this? I have never seen a sports town twist herself in a pretzel like this one over this player. I think it's PTSD from all the years of having crappy wide receivers that we are terrified of losing one.
Mm-mm.
It is.
I don't think that's what it is.
I think it is, because there is no this guy has told us in every way possible for a long time, I am above the team. I matter more than the team. He says it all the time, as clear as day. I'm trying not to scream as people eat their lunch. He says it all the time. Any other player says this in Philadelphia, we want them out. With this player, it's like, oh, Joe, leave him alone. He has feelings. I don't care.
It's not like you're making fun of Chuck.
Well, that one. Well, Chuck was saying it, but like, he's not the only one.
Okay, that was messy. Okay, Kyle, to your point, that was messy.
Let me finish. He said it. Oh, he said it after the Super Bowl. He said it the other night. In a way, like, he says the same thing all the time. This is actually the easiest thing to unpack. Oh, is it him and Jalen? Is there something else involved? He wants the football. He wants the ball. He matters more than the team in his mind. His stats are what drive him. Not the winning. Why are we okay with this? Imagine if Bryce Harper came out and said, I'd rather go 4-for-4 than win a World Series. We would crush him. If Schwarber did it, if Embiid, who kind of acts like this sometimes, the way he plays the game, but he's never said it like that. If he said it, we would crush him. But A.J. Brown, oh, my God. Blame Jalen. Blame Petullo. Blame Sirianni. Blame the Twitch streamer, Janky Rando James, whatever his name is. Blame them all. Blame Chilio.
Bryce is kind of acting like AJ because
he's never said that.
He's about to get some more bread though.
He's
going to get it.
We're more mad at the perception that Bryce wants more money than the reality that AJ Brown said he cared more about himself.
You know what it is, Joe. You know what it is, to be totally honest.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Hey, it's Jonah Camera, and I'm John Ritchie. Did you know that the 94WIP Morning Show is both a radio show and a podcast? You can get every episode, every hour, every highlight on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods, and whenever works for you.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
I hear what you're saying, but there's a reason why AJ is getting all of this grace. That's a fact.
Why?
Because I feel like some people, maybe in the organization, feel the same way that he does. Think about this, Joe. In the last couple of weeks, and let's use the measuring stick of win and losses as the measuring. Out of all the stuff that he's tweeted, how has it affected this team negatively? It hasn't.
What? Well, They're all getting asked about it every day now.
Calm down.
He means in wins and losses.
I'm getting so frustrated with this.
But listen to what I'm saying, because I'm trying to simplify it for you. In the realm that I just left it in, and like, because he's been tweeting for the last 7 weeks.
He's been for tweeting 3 years.
But okay, I give you 3 years. Okay. How has it affected the team? Seriously.
Well, you mean in terms of wins and losses?
Yes.
Nothing affects them wins and losses.
Okay.
They win every game.
Okay.
For now.
Okay.
But you know what it's like? You ever
sound like LJ? Okay.
You keep walking. You keep walking across thin ice. Eventually, that ice is going to break.
I'm saying, but it hasn't.
Right. So we'll get mad when the ice breaks.
No.
When he doesn't run a route and Jalen throws a pick because he cuts the route off, then you know what I want? Here's what we're going
to
do. I'm losing it.
He's about to stand up. God, he's about to stand up.
I'm not going to stand up in the restaurant.
I just.
But wait. The scenario I painted earlier, he cuts a route off because he's frustrated. He doesn't think the ball's coming, and it's an interception in the NFC Championship game. I want every person that told me this isn't a big deal to say, I'm a fool. Like, you can't keep saying this isn't a big deal when you recognize his play matters.
See, but here's,
and his attitude matters.
Here's the thing, Joe, and this is where I think the gray area is. Because we even had somebody that played a position sat here the other day and said, yeah, maybe it's a little bit of that, but it's also Jalen.
I know. Jalen's plays part of it. I know. But he's the quarterback.
And Joe, all of this we have going on, all of this tweeting and negativity, we are 7-2 and sitting atop of the NFC.
Well,
that's like at the end of the day, listen, I know we're all upset, and I know Kyle's about to
yell at me
as soon as I say
you know
this,
what I need.
But the bottom line is this.
Can we go back to the phones?
As dysfunctional as we are, we're at 7-2, and we're dealing with the crazy sibling or the significant other, whatever you want to call it.
I thought it was the uncle.
Well, whatever you want this situation to be, we are 7-2. Give that man his plate and his grape soda and let him sit in the corner and act the fool.
No, he's way too annoying. He's a pain in the ass. And I thought the Harper one was a really good analogy. If the Phillies had won the World Series and Harper's hitting three, and after he goes on his scrim, he's like, I want to be getting more at-bats. Put me at leadoff. where I'll be like, excuse me, what are you talking about? And then the next year,
I'll say, well, Harper really asked, then the next year, for some money.
No, then the next year they start, he asked for more money after not performing. And we were all like, what are you talking about, dude? So, and then the next season after they win the World Series, they go 20-5. Harper's still pissed off because he's batting .300.
Harper about to get some more money, dog. So you're completely just deflecting off the point. No, I'm not. I'm just letting you
know. Well, you are. No, like, because you, Harper would be ridiculous. People would crush him.
He would get destroyed, and rightfully so. People that defend AJ Brown, I just want to know, like, how? How are you okay with this? Let's go to Pete. I'm losing it. Pete, what's up, man? Help me out.
You done with me?
Hey, how you doing?
What's up, Pete?
I got a couple points to make. I'm fighting a bad cold, but I agree with you, Joe. This is a major distraction that we don't need, and you don't hear Devontae saying anything. You don't hear Barkley saying anything. They're not getting the game. Like, Barkley's not having the year he had last year, and he's not saying anything. It's all about winning. AJ's not acting like a captain.
If you talk about chess, here's chess.
There's a lot of pieces, and a pawn is just as important as any of them.
Pete, can I ask you a question, sir?
Can I ask you a question? Pete's spitting fast.
Pete, how has it affected the Eagles? In what way has this affected the Eagles?
Again, like you guys are saying, they're always asked about it. I mean, you go to a press conference and you got to hear about AJ. You're not hearing about other people's. They handled it impeccably.
Well, Pete, good phone call, man. But Hugh, to say that, that's like saying if Jalen throws six interceptions and they win, how is it affecting the Eagles? They won. It's not good.
Well, this is bottom line business.
No, I know. Right, but we would sit here and say he didn't play well. I'm just using an example. We're going to get to our quarterback power rankings as if Hugh Douglas hasn't ruffled enough feathers today. Top 10 QBs of pro football right now. He brought up a point. I think it's a good one. Because you said today, and Jason said yesterday, I think anyone with eyes would say, part of the issue AJ has is maybe he is open sometimes. Jalen doesn't see him, right?
Yes.
So he's got a leg to stand on. What has the offensive line said all year? They keep missing blocks, right?
Yes.
Saquon Barkley has had nothing close to the year he had last year.
Mm-mm.
Saquon Barkley is just as justified, if he wants to hop on a stream in the middle of the night, to say, don't have me on your fantasy team. If they were blocking better, I'd have more yards. It's the same exact thing. It's the same thing, but he doesn't do that.
You know why?
Why?
Because he played for the Giants.
No, the point is, he's a grown-up. Could you imagine Saquon ever saying it, even if it's true?
You know what, Joe?
No, you can't.
I'm about to push back a little bit. Nobody that plays professional sports is considered a grown-up.
No, but
they're all kind of childish.
Right, but they
some guys handle it better.
Some are more mature than others.
Right, so... So
some
why?
Of them handle it better than others.
Right.
Yeah, because they're
AJ,
mature.
You might not like the way AJ's handling this.
Mm-mm. I don't.
But it has not affected the bottom line for the Eagles. And the bottom line is to win football.
But is it not? Do you think it's not affecting the offense?
I think it is.
The offense stinks.
I think the second half of Tampa Bay was still winning. Right.
Right. Until when?
Don't we always talk about how sustainable these things are?
Like, we can be realistic.
But let's be realistic. It's been like this for 3 years. How many Super Bowls have they been to in 3 years?
Well, I would say
No, the offense was really good.
It wasn't like this when he first got here.
He had like 1,400 yards the first year.
You've been here for five. I gave you three.
Right, but I wouldn't say the first Super Bowl appearance, he was not upset. He was the focal point of the offense.
He had 1,400 yards.
You know what this traces back to.
Saquon.
Well, when Jalen got the money, he started acting brand new.
Sure, okay.
But the bottom line is this. Whatever, however dysfunctional this team is over there and whatever's going on, it has not affected the bottom line. Yet.
But
Kyle, and it don't look like it's gonna.
Oh, I disagree.
It don't look like it's gonna.
You know what? As if you haven't disappointed me enough today, can I hear your top 10 quarterbacks?
Do you want to hear it right now?
Yes, your top 10 quarterbacks.
Well, I always got to go first.
Because I. Just go ahead.
Okay.
Because I got to clean it up. Whatever you talk.
Okay, now, as I say every week that y'all don't get.
Here we go.
This is my quarterback list.
Right?
Here we go.
And this is my list that I compile on a week-to-week basis. On a week-to-week basis. Mm-hmm. So, back up off me in my comments. I don't need you DMing me, calling me mean and hurtful names and nothing like that.
By the way, Max is clipping this entire thing.
I'm just saying, I don't need none of that from none of y'all. All right, y'all ready? You want me to go from front to back?
However you want to do it, one to ten or what?
It's
your list.
You want me to do one to ten? Yeah, you're 10 to 1?
10 to 1.
10 to 1?
10 to 1.
Okay. At number 10, We have Caleb Williams.
Hey, it's been better. It's been better.
Okay. At number 9, we got Drake May.
9.
Number 8, Jalen Hurts. Number 7, Josh Allen. Number 6, Daniel Jones. Number 5, Baker Mayfield. Mm. This is where it gets interesting, people. You ready?
All right.
Number 4, we got Sam Darnold. Number 3, Matt Stafford.
Okay.
Number 2, Tyler Shough.
No.
And number 1, leave me alone. No. Number 1, got Jared Goff. What?
Tyler Shough.
Tyler Shough. It says it's spelled S-H-O-U-G-H.
It's Shuck. So there's a couple.
How's it Shuck? And where's the C in the K?
It's a weird spelling. The bottom line is Tyler Shuck belongs nowhere near a top 10 quarterback.
He had
a good game against the Panthers.
He had two tutties.
I saw.
And he had a QB rating of 128.
I had the Panthers in Survivor. You just rub this in as I lose that entry? Thank you.
Why?
Thank you. Because I watched that whole game. It was torture. It was torture.
Hey, listen. Again, why y'all starting to tweet me and call me crazy? This is my list.
You were doing what?
I stand by it.
All right, so there's a couple things before I get to my list that I have to unpack from Hughes. We're ignoring the elephant in the room that Daniel Jones has 10 turnovers since you said he was the MVP last time we were here. Okay, that happened. Also, I'm sure Kyle picked up on this. Detroit Douglas putting Goff 1 the week we're about to play the Lions is quite a move.
That is
quite a move.
No, I'm just saying. I go by QBR. Go by QBR. He had a hell of a game.
All right, can I give it
this? He threw for 4. What was it? 5 tutties.
Oh, you know I respect Goff. Goff's a good player. All right, let's. Here are the top 10 quarterbacks in pro football through 10 weeks of the season. Number 10 is Jalen Hurts. Jalen Hurts at number 10. And look, he's not coming off his best game. Body of work, though, last month has been very good. And I knocked out Daniel Jones. He's been in my top 10 all year. Daniel Jones got knocked out.
Okay.
Jordan Love got knocked out after that performance. Baker's out. Baker's had some shaky performances of late. But here's what I have top 10. Hurts at number 10. Number 9, Justin Herbert. He's carrying a team with a bad offensive line right now. Number 8, Dak Prescott.
Dakota.
Number 7, Jared Goff. Number 6, Josh Allen. Josh is falling a little bit. You and I have him in similar place. He has not played as well. Number 5, Lamar's back in. Lamar plays, the Ravens win. That's usually how it works. Number 4, Patrick Mahomes. 3, Sam Darnold. People don't buy the Darnold thing. He's playing.
Yeah, we got him. I got him at 4.
His numbers are off the charts. Number 2 is Drake May. He might win the MVP of the league this year. He's been unbelievable.
Oh, that's why you poo-pooed that. I had him at
the
so
low.
Yeah.
And number 1 is Matthew Stafford. Stafford's last 6 games, 20 touchdowns, no picks. My goodness. He has been on a heater. So it's Hurts, Herbert, Dak, Goff, Allen, Lamar, Mahomes, Darnold, May, and Stafford. Tyler Shough at number 2.
Shough.
It's not Shough.
No.
How's it spelled, Joe?
Tyler Shough actually might have a better chance of being the number 2 quarterback in pro football.
S-H-O-U-G-H. Where's the C and the K?
Are you trying to tell him how his name's?
Somebody need to go slap his parents and ask them what the hell y'all doing.
I don't know if it was up to his parents.
It was his dad.
Names go back a very long time.
Yeah.
What the hell are you doing?
It might not be his dad's
What are
fault.
We doing?
It might predate his dad. Let's go to OG Wade, who's up on WIP. Hey, OG.
What's up, fellas? How we doing today?
OG, we're trying to get by here. The AJ stuff's driving me crazy. What do you got? What do you think?
Hey, big dog, just so you know, the comparison of this AJ thing is Teddy telling you to call him Mr. Teddy. So that's the difference. And so when you're doing your little comparisons to, you know what I mean, to AJ and Jalen and how the things is going on, that's how it looks right now. You know what I'm saying? It's infuriating in this way, right? Now, I know Chuck, I don't know what the hell Chuck's on. Chuck all up here talking about feelings, but when you get paid $32 million,
they got beef, huh? They got beef.
Yeah, your feelings, you check them feelings once you sign that contract. Secondly, I could see if there was a receiver or a player on this football team offensively that was getting so much more. You know what I'm saying? Howie, when they signed AJ, they signed him at right before the draft, letting him know if this is where you want to be at, because if not, we can draft the receiver. He signed on to this offense. AJ is upset. He doesn't like Jalen. That's clear. And he doesn't like the offense that
or
the Eagles
Jalen
are running.
Doesn't like him.
Well, that's mutual, yeah. I agree with that. You know what I'm saying? So it's just not a good marriage. It's over. The marriage is over. So it's like.
But what about the kids? What about the children?
You just got to get them on the weekend. You got to take turns. You know what I'm saying? Because right now, and when you say, is it hurting the team? No, it's not hurting, but it's impeding the progress of the offense being able to elevate. I think that if you look at how Jalen and how excited he was when AJ set out that game, I've never in my life seen Jalen that excited to play football.
You know what I'm saying?
And he was excited. He was. They had handshakes all in the end zone with Dallas Goedert. He all on the side, and then you overheard him on the sideline saying, "Man, I let that go one ear and out the other." You know what I'm saying? You got AJ sitting over there with a towel on his head, like he part of the Klan or some damn thing. You know what I'm saying? But and let's not get this mixed up.
AJ knows
exactly what he's doing. Right now, where AJ is, he's at a crossroads because he actually thought the Eagles couldn't win without him. Now that they've proven that they can win without him and that they don't need him, oh, it's all hell. He's shooting all guns now.
Well, OG, it might be. I mean, that one, because that changed the equation because we all saw it. OG appreciated the phone call. We saw it. Now, I know it was against bad team, but they played well without him. All right, 215-592-9494 for this segment, of course, is brought to you by McGurk's Pub. If you're looking for a spot to watch the game, make it McGurk's. We've been all the McGurk's locations. They have awesome food and the perfect game day atmosphere. All right, coming up, Elliot Shore Parks. We'll get to all your phone calls. I'm excited for Elliot's take on all this. And I believe Elliott's one of the three people in America defending Nick Sirianni's decision to go for the fourth down. We'll get into that and look ahead to a huge game on Sunday against the Lions. That's all coming up. Midday show live from Klondike Kate's in Newark, Delaware on Sports Radio 94 WIP.
You know, we've been cooking up game day recipes all season long. Now it's time to take Hatfield Recipe Essential Sweet Italian Sausage to the Thanksgiving table. You can elevate your stuffing with this savory side dish that steals the spotlight. Or you can whip up a breakfast casserole that is so good your family will be full and smiling all day long until y'all have to eat dinner. Find Recipe Essential Sweet Italian Sausage at your local supermarket. For locations, visit simplyhatfield.com. Hatfield, better care, better pork.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's Show to Camera, and I'm John Ritchie. Did you know that the 94 WIP Morning Show is both a radio show and a podcast? You can find us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods. Catch the full episode, listen by individual hour, or jump straight to the highlights. Just open up your favorite podcast app, search for our names, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show your way and on your time.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.